with reverences for all.
Roll call. Chase.
Here.
Tom.
Here.
Trustee Kinsey, I'm here. Trustee Oberle.
Here.
Trustee Duffy.
Here.
Fiscal officer.
Here.
All right, everybody's here. Any changes to the agenda?
None.
Motion to accept.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. No guest speakers formally. Do we have any resident comments, concerns for tonight? Not at this point. Okay. Moving right along, Water District.
Okay. No, I'm just here to protect you guys, right?
Oh, my.
Because when I'm here, somebody else isn't here.
Water District.
It's funny how that works, right?
Update.
Victim, no crime, right?
Bill and Mark and I met with the attorney, Albers. He gave us a pro bono kind of get started on some of the next steps of what we need to do. One thing he did say is that we can't do the six-month appointments, so we need to actually get those into the staggered appointments. So we need 2 1-years, 2 2-years, and 1 3-year to start off. We have the 3 identified that we appointed last time, and we're going to solicit the other 2. So one of the things he suggested that, you know, two of them, no more than 2 of them, be on the Mount Air Water System Board, which Mark and Bill are. So we're good there because I'm not. And then the other 2 that we would be appointing, since they're going to be probably shorter terms, could be people in Mount Air. I would like ideally a couple people who are not on the water system at all, people who are on individual wells, just so we have some balance in that. But we'll give Lindsay a little blurb to put out there to see who wants to be considered for that. But if we took Bill, Mark, and I and said, you know, I would be a 1 year, Mark would be a 2 year, and Bill would be a 3 year, that would get us started in that stagger cycle, and then we'd be looking for a 1 and a 2 year from people who are on individual wells. So just throw that out there, and that's for you guys to vote on. But that's how I'd kind of like to get it started. We have a meeting next week with Delco to talk about next steps and to look at some contracting with them. We also have a meeting coming up with State Representative Beth Liston next week to talk about state funding options while they're working on budgets. And then the OWDA roundtable meeting's in April, so we need to prepare some documents in advance of that. By next week or the week after, we need to put some of that together. So we're moving along very quickly, but there's a lot to do.
Yeah, we do need fairly quickly to have an organizational meeting.
Yes.
And bylaws and
vote on the officers and all that. So
yeah, have the suggestion.
A number of things that John suggested that we get done, we have to get moving on. So.
Yes, very quickly. Mary Sue?
I see in the Gazette that the Olentangy River, whatever, from Delaware all the way down into Columbus has decided to organize them. Is that going to affect you in any way?
Is that the
people that protect the watershed?
The flow?
No,
it's Delta Dam?
No, it's the lower watershed from Delaware south. There's been a formal organization up in Delaware County for quite some time, but they've decided to move it on down all the way down.
Is that just clearing and protection, or is that, what is that?
I don't know what they have planned. They didn't
okay.
say.
Could you, do you have a copy of that, or could you direct me to it, maybe a link or something, I can look at it? I saw something on flow.
It was in the dispatch recently, too.
Somebody from Three Streets is active in that down in
your
area.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to affect you at all. It's just more or less.
It's just right in the middle of it.
You know, it's conservation.
Okay. That shouldn't, I would hope not. But
it seemed like it had more to do with what can and can't be done on the edges.
Yeah, flow is the Friends of the Lower Olentangy watershed.
Yeah,
so they do a lot of those kinds of things.
Well,
okay.
You know,
I saw that on Facebook.
The lower, flow is like the lower, and they're the upper.
Okay.
And, you know, getting all the ducks.
And we're in the middle.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to know, call Ellie.
Okay.
She would know.
Okay. Very good. So anyway, if you guys are okay with rearranging those appointments, as I stated, we can then solicit.
Are the members okay with the years? I mean, have you guys talked about youth serving 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what we would do is next year, the 1 year would be up for another 3-year renewal if I decide I want to, and you guys decide I should, and then Mark would be,
So it would eventually be 3-year terms. And if somebody left starting early, with a 1, a 2, and a 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody resigned early, then somebody else would finish out their term. It will be 5.
It'll be 5. We're starting with 3, the 3.
Yeah.
And then soliciting.
You don't want to have even numbers.
No. We just kind of wanted to start with the people who had been the most involved and had the most institutional knowledge about the situation.
I'll move the appointments as recommended.
I'll second.
We've got one abstention, so all. Wait, you're vice. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no.
You're vice chair. You got.
Oh yeah, all in favor.
Aye.
Gosh.
I guess seniority.
There you go.
All right.
All right. So hopefully, I can send you a little thing tomorrow, Lindsay, to put on the website.
Great.
We can put it on the Facebook page. We can put it on the Mount Air Facebook page, and then hopefully by the next meeting, we can appoint the next two. So, all right, strategic plan update. The only thing I'm waiting on is the second realtor that we had come look is going to have a number for us by next meeting. He's actually working on a potential for a couple of multiple lot situations that would actually increase the value significantly of what it would be worth to somebody. What he does need, and I need to get from you, is a copy of the lease we have with call insurance so that he can look at that as well. Whatever would happen if we decide to do this or not do this, if we did decide, we would have to honor that. The new purchaser would have to honor that anyway, so we're not doing anything. Nothing would change for the first year. We would just do a buy-the lease back. But like I said, we haven't decided anything. We're just gathering information at this point. So that's all I have on that. Did you have anything else?
No, I mean, the legislature is going to be considering a gas tax, which may bring Tom, may bring you more revenue. I think it's going to flow down to the locals to, less than 40%, I think, will go to local governments. Mm-hmm. It'll bring in over $1 billion, so we'll, we may see some more revenue there. We'll cover that in a little bit on OVC, but, I think that's in a strategic plan. I think is the plan then to kind of revisit with the department heads, the priorities, and make sure that we're aligned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Local waste?
Who did that come in for you?
Somebody had emailed me, a couple meetings ago about concerns about the local waste putting the trash cans out in the middle of the street or in the middle of the driveway, and things are just kind of not being taken care of. We had contacted them, local waste. They were aware of it. They said they'd work on it. Got another complaint this past week with photos, and I don't know if you guys seeing some things in the streets area as well. So the photos might help just illustrate what the issue is. It's blocking even postal. People couldn't even get to the mailboxes. I mean, it's a problem. So we have a contact person that you found because the person we used to have is gone. So.
Right, yeah. And so I took the complaint received by Laura and I forwarded it to Local Waste asking for a response. And so we'll, the whole team was copied on it, so we'll hopefully get that soon.
Okay. And I'll follow back up with Terry once we get that. But it's nice, not nice to hear that it's happening other places, but it's not targeted at anyone in particular. I've noticed it a few times for me. Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
And
sometimes, too, with the snow, when you've got piles of snow and stuff, they try not to stick it back up in the pile of snow. But
they have so much they have to do.
They're moving fast, yeah.
Because I talked to a couple of the guys.
Okay. OVC update?
Yes, so I've been in contact with Continental. We expect that they will complete the commercial portion, the current renovation by 2019. The residential component, which is the senior housing, is not expected till summer of 2020. So that's kind of their timeline. We've requested trying to get a majority of their tenants to sign up on the JED. We wanted to get it done by March. They still don't have it yet. They submitted some questions today, which I'm committed to get answered by tomorrow. So that's I think the JED Worthington has had questions on it as well, but they have not answered yet. So once we get all that compiled, we can't approve it until we know. We have not approved the JED. We have not approved the tax abatement that they've requested as well. So we put everything on hold to protect the township until we know what everything is going to look like. That they sent us updated renderings, site drawings. I think Lindsay may get those on the webpage.
We'll get the water district information and the new renderings up on the website probably Friday.
Yeah, but so it's moving. Mary Sue?
Yeah, I have a question about that. I've already asked two or three people, and I've got an interesting array of answers. Yeah. They put out lots. I'm pretty sure it's not for gas stations because the gas stations won't budge. Nor the bank.
Yeah.
I don't think Chipotle is going to improve our neighborhood. So what are they planning for the outlots?
Is that where the brick building is?
Outlots are generally, you know, the fast food joints that line the road.
Sure. Well, you know, I don't have... So, you know, if this is the back of the center, you've got Hills Market here. They've got and I don't have the plans with me, but they have a future plan here that they were thinking like a coffee shop or some type of...
The coffee shop's being told he gets the insurance company's spot, and Massey's Pizza is their idea of designer pizza. He goes where the coffee shop is.
Right.
I can't imagine they would put yet another coffee shop out by the road.
I think a drive-through coffee would be a different draw than the urban coffee, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could be, and I think it's too early to tell on what's going to be in the new.
Well, the building's on its way down. It looks to me like if they get a few decent days, it'll be down.
Yeah. Well, I think that's phase three of their building. So
they're just going to leave the pile of rubble for 2020?
No.
2020.
Yeah, I think they're just flattening it, and then once I was under the impression that was, you know, number one is the. Yeah. Center. Number two is the senior living. Number three is then deciding. And I thought the idea was something with office space above and maybe a drive-through or something.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the latter, but I think the timeline is right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make it a green field, right? So the building that's going to be torn down will be, you know, they'll be required to get rid of all the debris and make it look nice. And then they'll decide, you know, by 2020 probably what is going to be constructed, and we'll,
there's what there's
we'll
demand
see.
For.
And so really, we have no control.
There's signs that say outlots available are jumping the gun?
No. I mean, it's just business planning. I mean, it's they have to understand. I mean, this is just me speculating because we're not in the business of commercial space, but I would think they'd want to know what the market is, what the draw is, what people, you know, they're going to get calls, hey, I've got this idea. They're going to want to figure out what the future economics are. But,
yeah. This is a different answer.
It's an answer.
No, it's not.
Well, I think they've been transparent on what their plans are. So, and if there's any questions that you know you need, just let us know. So you know, send me an email. What questions you have, and we'll submit them to be, you know. What I don't want to have is where people have speculation up there and are giving rumors about ideas or what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. If people have questions.
People already have questions, John. That's why I've asked several of you about it, and that's why. It's because people already have questions because they signed it that way.
Right.
You know, it's just going to happen.
And, you know, we're happy to be a clearinghouse and try to get questions answered so we can, you know, it's going to be a nice complex one.
And we did get the renderings because we had some people asking to see them, and we're going to post them on the website just to try to respond to that. But I think it's a moving target. I mean, they don't have all those spaces allocated yet. And I know when they had the meeting at Perry Township up in the Worthington Hills, that was, 3 years ago, they talked about that being the third phase, and I don't know if they know for sure what's going to go in there just yet. So that's what we know. But. Okay. General fund sustainability update. Sounds like we just need to get the department head meetings back on track, and I don't know what my timing is going to be on that.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get in to see the Metro Parks. One of their board members promised to meet in the last 2 weeks and has not been able to. So I'm working to meet with the Metro Parks board member and their executive director on a jet, because we've got we're providing services to the Metro Parks, but we're not bringing in revenue. So that's another thing in progress.
Fiscal officer.
I have my summary in front of you. Item number 3. A new item is I did file the 2018 annual financial report to the state auditors on February 26th. And so that's been accepted by the auditors. The second item I wanted to call, which is written in here, the 2017-18 audit will start on March 25th. And the audit team is expected to be here about 3 days. The team leader is Evan Kardash. So he's going to forward stuff next week, starting next week, to Sharon and myself. Next item, number 4, the Union Cemeteries Board Agreement, their efforts to validate and create a Union Cemeteries monthly billing procedure that fully documents the elements of the monthly bill. And one component of the work will be in updating the agreement, making sure we have all of the requirements and reports that will be provided. I have asked you, Juning Group, to perform a yearly review of the valuation system. And I asked them, I said, in June, that's because that's generally when there's a lot of people working on growth stuff. I have detected an error in the Medicare calculations in 2019 only. I don't know why. I did send an email to Bob Walters at UAN, and so be sharing some. It's off of and on a pay period, they're off about $1.25. Even though I have the 145s, they're built into the system, but just only the road department, not the police, not the elected officials.
For quit picking on me.
I don't know what it really is.
So it's good thing you don't know.
Tomorrow, I will be doing screen prints of the systems and sending them down there and let them look at it. So, other than that, but I am working on the system there. But what the idea is that at the end of the month, there'll be certain reports that we'll send Tom and Elaine, and Sharon Lee will be able to put in the hours that the guys work, and this all should agree all the way down the line. So that's the intent, so we go in the future. And so this is good. This is very good. On the Park National Bank, I have talked to Lisa Keller, and she sent me a white list of the vendors. We are going to move forward on and talk tomorrow about putting in this ACH protection system. And as I mentioned at the last one, we don't want to be like Muskingum County Library, Public Library. So I've already identified 15 entities that we use ACH payments. That's like the feds, the state, EWC, et cetera. So those folks will be allowed to send in debits to our account. Everyone else will be rejected. And so that is a good thing. There is a charge for it. It's $25, but I think that's small if you don't lose, a couple $100,000 to an ACH step. I think it's a very... It's similar that it's in nature to the positive pay system that the Auditor of State endorses, and that's every check is uploaded to your bank, but that's a very time-consuming process. So I think this is a better way of doing it. So now I'll keep you abreast on that. And then the follow-up, I did talk to a Kelly who parks cars out here, and appears Worthington will put parking in her car, a government car, up there at the rec center in the north parking lot. I suggest the north parking lot because that north parking lot rarely fills up. So those folks will be talking to a couple other folks about that. On the permanent budget, I've submitted the 2019. Tom and Chief have sent their stuff in, so do look them over. And if you have any questions, call the Chief or Tom or myself if you have any questions. And the last thing is I will be out of state from this coming Saturday through Sunday the 17th.
cell if we need you. Just call you on the cell phone.
And the chief is going on vacation about the same time. We will not be vacationing together.
Wow.
I know.
Shocking. Shocking.
Oh,
yeah. All right, you all set?
That's all I have.
Okay. Chief.
I sent all this email, and I believe Mr. O'Keefe put a copy in your packet recommending these are every year about this time I submit for pay step increases for personnel below my rank, and I believe you have a document once again. It's just for your review, and then we come back at the next meeting and approve it. Unless you won't approve it tonight, but I assume we don't since Mr. O'Keefe left. So it's just for you to look at and review. And like John said, if you have any questions, give me a call. I will be back to work next Friday and the following week, so for the meeting. So.
But your phone will also be turned off on vacation.
No, mine will be on. But unfortunately,
call him and he'll get him.
I'm expecting some other calls from other police departments, police chiefs, because of some committees I'm on. And so it won't be a working vacation, but I am available.
Good to know.
I just may not respond right. You may have to leave a voicemail. Constable Kyle Storm came in last Monday and gave us a letter of resignation that's effective March 13th. So we now have a full-time vacancy. Right. We did have someone in the process. Matter of fact, we've already spent a little bit of money on some testing and everything for him, and then he just called us yesterday and said that, and he wasn't even in Johnstown Police Department's process. All of a sudden, he said he wasn't, and all of a sudden, they just called and offered him a job.
Oh, no.
Didn't do a background anything or anything.
What?
And I know the chief up there real well. They didn't do a background or anything on him. They just hired him.
Wow.
Wow.
And he wanted to be 21 till April.
Wow.
Wow.
He'd been through the academy. Either way, we spent money and we didn't really realize he was in this other. But he lives 6 miles from there.
Okay.
And I think his family is, I know you don't want to hear this term, but it's politically connected. I think. I don't know that. But anyway, he was a nice young man and he'll do well. So when you had that full time.
Do you need us to accept Kyle's resignation?
Yes, I just need to move forward to
you.
Whether you want to or not, you still need to accept his resignation.
All right, so I will move that we accept the resignation of Kyle Storm effective March 13th.
March 13th is his last day.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the reason we do that, just so you know, because I don't think you've been through one of these, is once again, it's in the minutes, and he'll tell you, we get calls on a regular basis from, even from people, we just got one who left here, good grief, 12 years ago, and is trying to get a job somewhere else now, and they call and ask for hiring and termination and something like that.
Okay.
So when you accept it, just makes it official.
Okay.
Third thing is, speaking of hire, we did 4 polygraphs last year for different persons. Only one of the 4 turned out to be a good employee, and that was the one that's Tyler Pimentel. Normally, the polygraph operator bills us as soon as he performs a polygraph. And neither Lieutenant Tucker or I, we didn't get the bill, and we're just so used to it. Then all of a sudden, we get this bill for $1,200 for 4 polygraphs.
Oh my.
So we thought, we've already paid it. Well, no, we haven't. So, and these are clear back in last January. I mean, he held up a year bill. He must be rich if he can afford to hold the bills that long. But since it's over the $1,000 threshold, I need approval.
Did you run a polygraph? I'm sure he wouldn't lie.
He would have charged him for that.
Well, we know he gave him. And now, unless Mr. O'Keefe went and destroyed all the proof that we destroyed him, we didn't. So, anyway.
I'll move that we approve the polygraph for $1,200 back in 2018. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good.
And as I've already said, and said before the meeting, I today's my last day until next Friday, we can probably. So, but if I am needed, you can call. But Jeff has handled this plenty of times in my absence. That's all I have.
Very good. Tom.
Okay. They talked to Franklin County about the Plum Tree Drive project. They were still working on finalizing some of the plans, working with the one neighbor as far as possible tree removal, but he didn't think he wanted to have the tree removed. It's part on his property, part on the township property. Mm-hmm. So they were going to try to finalize that. If they don't remove the tree, they've got to redesign how they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Some.
Okay.
So, but we are supposedly still on the schedule to have that done this year. Mm-hmm. And I know some other people down that work in the utility department will be doing that, and it's on their radar too. So
okay, good.
There, it's still being talked about, but I don't have anything final. I was trying to check just to make sure I had plenty of money in the budget for it, and if we have to change it, we could be somewhere between the $30,000-$35,000 range on the project instead of the $20,000-$25,000.
Wow. So, is that just because of the extra design, or
because of the extra pipe and take another catch basin and more materials and more labor? And
the tree on the north or the south?
It's on the south side.
Okay.
So I think it's one of the walnut that's sitting there. So,
okay.
So I'm still don't have a solid number from them, but they're supposedly still working on it. And they did call in an oops ticket to double check on the gas lines and stuff like that there last week. So
make sure they remember there's a water line too.
They potholed that. They wanted to come up and pothole the gas line and try to get a depth and stuff on it to make sure they knew where all that was. So hopefully they will have stuff finalized here shortly. Then,
so the oops was just to help them make sure they got the right design?
Yeah, so that they could locate. They didn't, for some reason, they didn't have the gas line on their plans.
Huh.
And I told them that it is on the south side of the road.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go ahead and get that located again and get that on the prints. And then they were probably going to, you may see them up there with their back truck potholing that just to get the actual depth of it too.
Okay.
And the location.
We,
so
we were all excited thinking maybe the oops meant they were about ready to get going.
No.
Okay.
But I do know that there's a few projects yet ahead of us this year, so I don't know when they're going to get to it for sure. So, but I'll keep on them.
Thank you.
So,
I'm sure I'll be
like
getting questions as people get back from winter breaks.
Yeah. Then we received our annual road mileage inventory and from the state of Ohio, and it's the 2018 Township Highway System Mileage Certification. And last year it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I brought it to their attention. They didn't do anything until this year. Now, supposedly, when talking with the guy at the engineer's office, Mark Mullinax, had called and talked to him again, and supposedly they now have it straightened out, but it will not be reflected until our 2020 mileage certification, because they didn't fix it last year, they didn't fix it till this year, so it won't show up till next year. So we do need to sign these and return them to the engineer's office or take them to the dinner and drop them off to the engineer's office. There is a place for comments. Last year, I think we told them we didn't want to sign or that we disagreed, but I think we may have still signed it. I can't remember because it was
I think
incorrect.
We had to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
We just
yeah.
We
in protest.
So
right.
I did one that's just blank, and then I did one where I filled out the comments field, and what I put in there was in the comments was Sharon Township did not agree with the change in mileage in 2018 and asked to have it reviewed and revised. This was not completed until March of 2019 and found that the change in 2018 was incorrect. It is our understanding that the corrected change has been made in 2019 but will not be reflected until the 2020 mileage certificate. So I don't know if you want to sign one with my comments or if you just want to sign a blank one.
No, the comments are appropriate.
The comments, please.
Okay. And so there are two of those for you to sign. One goes, well, they both go back to the county engineer's office.
They need all three signatures,
yes.
Yeah, I think at least two.
What's that used for?
That's part of how we get our gas tax and stuff like that, and shows our inventory on what roads the township's responsible for maintaining. Basically, what they did when they redid 23, they took York Temple Drive and made that part of 23, and then they changed it. You used to enter York Temple Drive off of 23, and then it just made a direct left turn and then went to the Country Club private drive. After redoing that, they actually bought one of the houses in the Joseph Fenham Woods and tore that down and put a new road in off of that roadway that connected to the old York Temple Drive once they got it finished. And but that portion, originally they tried to put on us, but that's actually in the city of Columbus. And they bought a Columbus house, and so I didn't want to maintain a road that wasn't in the township. And so then they took it all away. And then they said that York Temple Drive never should have been our inventory because it was a private drive, and they were showing on the map the road from York Temple Drive going to the clubhouse. I said, that's not York Temple Drive. So they don't like it when you argue with them.
But Tom doesn't care.
I said, I don't care, you're wrong. So,
I wonder they waited a year.
Probably.
So it is important because there's money associated.
Yeah, it's only, I mean, it's 0.14 of a mile. Mm-hmm. So it's less than a quarter of a mile long. But every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. And if it's on our road inventory to start with, then we're responsible to maintain it. So I didn't want originally the Columbus portion on our inventory because we shouldn't have had to maintain that. They tore our road out without even asking or even telling us they were going to do it. Mm-hmm. I went up there one day and there's an excavator ripping the road out. Like, what are you doing? So, but it's ODOT, so they don't have to say anything to anybody.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of ODOT, I don't know if this doesn't have anything to do with you except that somebody should be aware of it. 315 from Beach to Walnut, the berm on the west side is pretty much gone. It drops off down toward Beach. It looks, as we go flying by, as if it's about an 8 to 10 inch drop off. Hmm. And it's crumbling all the way down the wall. Somebody's going to get killed on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gotten really bad. I'd noticed that the last time on, well, actually, we complained about that earlier this year, and they still didn't do anything.
Well, they come out and dump a little gravel once in a while, but
and then it washes away.
Like the way the road is, possibly the way the road's cambered, that it's throwing traffic off the edge. Cool. Something's wrong there.
Wow.
Because it doesn't do that on the other side of the lawn.
Yeah, a lot
by
of
the way they finally came and cut down all the shrubbery.
Yeah. It's right between the ditches.
You laugh, but you should see what that driveway topping did on 315.
So, I'm going to try to mention that to them again to come out and take a look at it, see if they can do something. Because I know it was getting pretty deep, that rut of car catches that they're going to get thrown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's no way.
Hopefully not in
the
house.
It's not a pothole.
Because we really have to watch them coming out of Beach back onto 315 that we don't get into that because we've ruined a tire and rim and everything coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of
It's deep enough it would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one house on the corner of Lakeshore, I mean, somebody flipped into that.
It might need a civil engineer to figure out why that's happening. I don't know what ODOT will bring.
Then up on Walnut Drive, we've got a resident that is asking us to put up. When we did the parking regulations, we did make Mount Air no parking on the roadways up there. We have never installed the signs. With some new neighbors coming in, we have some people that are now parking on the edge, partway on the road and into the grass, and the guy's upset because it's tearing up where he likes to keep his grass nice. He's wanting us to do something. I don't know. I explained to him that if I put the signs up, if they're partly on the road now,
they're going to be all on the grass.
They're going to be completely off the road, and it may make the situation worse.
They'll get stuck, like they do on mine.
And it is on roadway only, but even checking with the chief and looking in, they've been looking into this, that even if it said just no parking, if they are off the pavement and in the grass right-of-way, that they still can't do anything because they're not actually on the roadway.
And there's nowhere for people to park. That's the other problem.
I'm sorry?
It's a one-lane road. I mean, there's nowhere.
Yes.
There's nowhere for people to park.
Well, the only time we can do anything, it's in an easement. If vehicles park, so that's a danger to the traffic using the roadway. Like, if they're right there on the edge, that's a danger. And we can make them move off a little bit. But other than that, we can't.
Can't keep them off the grass.
I don't know if he said, but does he seem to find it to be a variety of people or a frequent offender?
Where on Walnut are we talking about?
Across from Kenny Wooster's old house.
Jim Lambright's house.
Yeah.
That's pretty narrow in there. And there's a drainage ditch on the north side that's just off the road.
Right, but they're pulling off and half and half. And then other people can't really get by, so then they're cutting into the grass on the other side, or if they park on that side, they're cutting into the... And, of course, with all the damp weather, it's running it up pretty bad.
There's been some contention in there for a long time. It's an old problem.
Not a lot of good options.
No, there aren't.
That's the problem.
Unless you want a four-lane road.
Which we don't.
And basically, if I put no parking on roadway on one side of the street, it really needs to be on both sides of the street.
Right, because people then assume.
Yeah, because then they could just switch sides, and then that's not going to...
You can't because of the drainage on the north side. You couldn't switch sides.
They're parking on the north side.
In the middle of the drainage? That would be nice.
Well, there's a little bit of a pull off where the mailbox is,
which
we can get some more gravel maybe and put in that. But they've been pulling on off and into the grass on that north side, and that's where the ruts are coming from.
Is that a resident or visitors?
Visitors. So.
And that's one of the reasons we were talking about the resolution is why we didn't really want to put the parking signs up. Because if you remember, a few years ago, we had the same issue.
I remember it.
And we got that one taken care of. We talked to them, and as far as I know, they didn't do it anymore. But
they moved out.
But they stopped it before they moved out. But the thing is we didn't want to put them up there because if people do want to have a few visitors, we didn't want to prohibit that either. Because, as you know better than anyone, there's no parking in most of those driveways.
No.
But once again, if it's starting to become a problem. I don't have an answer. That's what we were talking about before the meeting.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like in his email, if I recall, he made some mention of, even fixing a parking, like some grass, or he would be willing to do something to make it not tear up the grass to make.
He was wondering if we could put gravel and stuff over there, but I don't know. There again, that drainage ditch on some of that is so close. Then to really do that, you'd have to dig it out. We'd have to spend some money to do it. I can throw gravel in the ruts, but then it's just going to mush.
Okay.
I mean, it'd have to be excavated down and gravel put in to basically whiten the road.
Okay.
I mean, I can try throwing some gravel down along the edge, but then that's not going to be pretty like what he's wanting. So I'm kind of... He really doesn't want them parking there, but...
Can't really prevent it.
Well, we kind of can, but really can't. So, if I put the no parking on roadway signs up, they're just going to have to move farther over.
And that'll make it worse.
I don't have a good solution. I don't know.
Should we invite him to come kind of talk through some of that?
We can, or I can give him a call and meet him up there, and I just don't know. I hate to put the signs up.
Yeah.
And like I say, in order for it to be effective, you'd have to do it on both sides. And then I don't know how the other neighbors are going to feel about us putting signs up in the right of way, which is going to be their yards.
Right. Having to turn around those. Yeah. We have a shareholder meeting coming up in May that we need to schedule, but that's not everybody. So I was just trying to think if there was going to be a Mount Air gathering that we could.
Unless we have a residents association.
Well, we'll need to do one at some point, but it'll be probably another couple months out before we're ready to talk water. But
unless
we do a tandem like we did before.
One thing we could potentially do is have a water district forum after the shareholder meeting that everybody's invited to.
We could
give everybody an update on where they are with that.
We could give 15 minutes to this topic and get more input from the Mount Air community.
See what they think about that.
That would be in May, probably mid to late, so we can get it on the school. We'll have to get that on the schedule here pretty soon anyway. So that's maybe see if he's okay waiting until then to kind of discuss.
Yeah, because he shouldn't be mowing right now anyway.
Yeah.
So
but the thing is, the people who are offending, they're the ones you really need, at your meeting.
Except the ones that they're visiting should be able to educate their visitors as to where they can park.
And that's what I'm talking about. Those are the ones, the homeowners are going to have to be looking to make sure that.
We'll have to make sure people know that that's also on the list of things we'll be talking about. But I think the water project's going to bring a lot of people out of their homes because there's a lot of homes that want to do it. So, all right, anything else?
That's about it for now.
For now, okay. do we have any? John's not here to talk about exterior property stuff, and I'm not aware of any new things. I haven't heard anything more at all. So, let's just. Anything else? Anything you guys? All right, do we have a. Any changes to the agenda or the minutes from last meeting?
No changes.
No changes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
All right, I'll second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn at
7:15.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right.
That should go probably with the mileage certificates.
Okay, they get that.
Did we get the? Did we get the charge for Rusty's? Rusty's, that tow bill thing. Were you able to get that?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to tell them the check was in the mail. I lied to them.